There's other techniques that we'll teach you as well, other than just spatial anchoring. The thing to remember is whenever somebody's in an intense state, if you apply a certain stimulus at the peak of that state, that can then be anchored. So it's possible also to set positive anchors for somebody. Positive anchors inside of a relationship, for example. Every time somebody's in an intense state, if you touch them in a certain way, and remember, if you meet all the criteria of anchoring, for example, making sure that it's a unique stimulus, that it's replicable the exact same way, all of those things, remember the four keys to anchoring, eye turn, the intensity, the timing, the uniqueness, the replication, and the number of times, you can set positive anchors for somebody. You can set a positive resource anchor as well. So you don't necessarily have to step forward into the circle, which is spatial anchoring once again, in order to set up that anchor. You could do something, like I mentioned earlier, that I closed my fist in a certain way. So you could access all of those states, and rather than stepping forward into a circle of excellence, hold your fist in a way which was unique. Or do anything else which was unique with your external physiology that you could replicate again that could be linked to that stimulus. So I worked with a salesperson once who wanted to have a resource anchor. He wanted to create one that he could utilize, that he could fire off at any time that he chose, so he could be totally in charge of his emotional state all the time. And he was a very visual person, so he created a resource anchor that was a combination of clapping his hands and saying a certain phrase that would put him into a peak emotional state. So what he would do is, whenever something incredible happened to him, he would utilize naturally occurring states, and he'd clap his hands and he'd say, "That's right, baby!" And he would do that. Now, that was something that was unique, it was replicable, and he did it at the peak of the state. "That's right, baby!" And he said it exact same way. And what happened then was it became a more powerfully stacked anchor each time he had a powerful, positive experience. Then he could do that if he was feeling out of sorts one day, or he was about to go on a sales call. He could do that. "That's right, baby!" And he go right back into that same state, that same emotional state. Now, the anchor that you set needs to be tailored to the individual. That one really worked for the salesperson that I was talking about, because he was a very visual person and that fit his personality style. For you, it may be something more subtle. It could be, like mine, as simple as holding your fist in a certain way, which is really unique. Whatever it is fine, providing you meet the keys of anchoring, which are you do it at the intensity of the state, you got the timing down right, you've got the uniqueness of the stimulus as something unique, and you can replicate it. And the more number of times you do it, the better. So the process of anchoring can be utilized in other ways as well. But for right now, work with the circle of excellence. That's a good place to start. There's also another technique in anchoring that we teach, which is called chaining anchors. Chaining anchors is simply taking somebody from one state to another state when the states have a wide distance between them. It's creating a bridge between the states. What type of states might have a wide distance between them? For example, if somebody wants to move from procrastination to motivation, to totally going for it in their life, procrastination and motivation, there's a wide difference between those states. They are also pretty stuck states. Procrastination, when you think about it, when people are stuck in procrastination, they're stuck in procrastination. It's a very stuck state. So we want to give them some movement, and we can create that movement and take them from that state to a state which seems a long way away, motivation or totally going for it, by chaining anchors and creating a bridge of emotional states to cross across in order to get to the motivation. That's a technique that we actually teach at our live training as well. And when you learn that technique, it installs the strategy in your neurology so you can just move from procrastination to motivation like that, 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. I actually did a chain of anchors with another salesperson who was hesitating on really getting out and prospecting. So he was stuck in this state of procrastination. So we actually installed a chain of anchors. And I did it by anchoring certain parts of his hand and chained the anchors across. He called me about 2 weeks later. I said, "How's it going?" He said, "It's going great. You know what? I'm getting out there and prospecting, and I haven't even had to fire off that chain of anchors you installed." What he didn't understand was that it just becomes neurologically installed. So once it's installed, there's nothing else you need to do. The emotional states pull themselves through. So there's some fun techniques that you can do with anchoring.